92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
People who listen to WBPM will definitely remember the time when Blackberries and Palm Pilots were popular digital devices, particularly with business people. And one of the things they really loved about them was that it had a full and physical button keyboard. Well, a lot of people really miss that because virtual on-screen keyboards are nice. I mean, they hide when you don't need them, and that's great. But it's also really annoying when you have to correct a lot of mistakes while you're typing messages, which is why phones with physical keyboards are making a comeback. Multiple companies are going to be debuting new ones at the 2026 Consumer Electronics Conference this year. And part of the reason for the return of full keyboards is that, and I'm never really fully going to understand this, but a growing number of people are using their smartphone or iPad or tablet as their primary computer. Many have even completely abandoned having a desk computer with full-size proper monitors and a keyboard and a mouse. I could never do that because there's so many things I don't want to do on my smartphone. Among them, my taxes. For the last 2 months, I've seen ads on TV promoting, do your taxes on your phone, scan your forms, get your refund. Seriously? But people still do have to type long messages and letters and emails and other documents, and that can be really aggravating on a virtual keyboard. Plus, it's hard to format things the way you want them to look. It could also be because today's younger people are gravitating towards a lot of older technology, like vinyl records and analog cassettes. So wanting to use a proper tactile keyboard kind of makes sense.
Roll Home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet. From 92.9 WBPM.